Well, good morning, Jen.
Good morning, Emily.
And good morning, well, depending on when you're listening to this. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, whenever you like to listen to podcasts, maybe on your day. But we just thank you for being here. Thank you for joining in with us and for learning with us. We are just loving so much getting to talk about these super important topics that challenge each of us day to day. And you know, there's super basic topics, but that's what we need, because I feel like the basic things often get so bypassed because we feel like, oh, we should already know that, or we should already be practicing that. And I don't know, like for me, I might feel stupid sometimes if I'm like, well, that's everybody commonly knows that, so why am I asking questions about it? But yeah, this is our kind of chance to take a step back, get back to the basics, because that's where good foundations begin. And that's how it's going to support us for the long haul. So with that said, thanks for being here. And we have a new fun topic today. Jen, what are we chatting about?
Today on the Energetics of Emotional Eating podcast, we're discussing why self-care is important. And what self-care is anyway.
Ooh, so what was kind of your thoughts in choosing this topic? And just kind of give us a little bit of insight into that.
Okay, so starting with talking about self-care being important, I came with this kind of wrapping up the last few weeks where we've been talking about, you know, stress and overwhelm and good stress, bad stress, and also how to recover from even good stress. And so then I thought, let's discuss why self-care is important, because the reality is that extra weight and food challenges are literally just a symptom of something being imbalanced in our life. The more regulated our nervous system is, or the more balanced our body is, the easier it is to make healthy eating choices.
Yeah.
So.
Definitely. And I feel like showing ourselves that we, and when practicing self-care, and also when, like, you know, practicing all the things that support us physically, it's showing ourselves that we're actually worth taking care of.
Yeah.
I mean, we kind of live in our bodies for, I don't know, however many years we live. And like the way that I'm thinking about it now is I want to be an active old person, and I want to be able to do all the things that I'm older. And so like by starting that process now, when like we are in kind of peak shape, because I'm not super in peak shape at the moment, but getting there. But just starting that now is gonna help for later on. And so we are worth taking care of.
Mm-hmm.
And also, if we just practice taking care of ourselves in one area, I feel like it naturally bleeds over to others, because
yeah,
we're like, okay, well, I've gotten this under my belt. Okay, now, oh, I like how that feels. I like eating good foods. I like going to bed earlier. I like exercising. That's gonna naturally go to that next step, because you're like, oh, I got this. This isn't so bad.
And yeah, building blocks, right?
Building blocks. And then, yeah, so just the way that I, so obviously self-care comes in lots of different ways. We
mm-hmm.
have the ways that we support ourselves physically. You know, if we go to bed early, get enough sleep, that's gonna help our eating throughout the day.
Mm-hmm.
It, go ahead.
Oh, I was just gonna say, and I think that's a big piece there, is like realizing that self-care isn't the big, like, you know, at least I used to think of self-care as these big, okay, not big, but yeah, extreme gestures, like
mm-hmm.
going to the spa, and like, I don't know, when I think of like, I'm on doing self-care, like my initial thought is like, yeah, taking that like warm bath, like nice bath with like, you know, the wine or whatever, like it's these extreme things is kind of how it's presented on social media and stuff. But actually self-care can be the act of, it's just the act of like doing what is right for me. Mm-hmm. And sometimes it's just a really small thing, but it makes a big difference. Maybe you just need 5 minutes by yourself for a minute outside or whatever, you know, like, or telling the person that you're on the phone with that you actually need to go now, or, you know, like they're the little things, but they make a big difference over time, like you were saying.
Yeah, no, that's good. Good point. So, yeah, it doesn't have to be the big thing. It's a little thing for sure. But yeah, so like I kind of drew a little circle cycle thing. So sleep supports eating, and then our eating supports our exercise, and the exercise then makes us tired to sleep. So those I imagine were like physical things, and then like.
Ooh, I like that. It's like just a three-step process, but on repeat.
And then throw self-care in there. I mean, obviously those three physical things are self-care, but throw other acts of self-care. Like, I imagined that self-care supporting us emotionally. So if we support ourselves physically, we support ourselves emotionally, those are both going to support each other, because if we're in good shape physically, all are in good shape. Then we're going to be in good shape emotionally.
Mm-hmm.
And just healthier behaviors, that's going to stack up.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah.
So, I had written down that self-care, it's like the act or the practice of learning to do what's right for me or good for me now and later.
Mm-hmm.
Like making decisions that are good for me now and later. Like it's not always easy with that one friend that keeps talking on the phone to say like, it doesn't feel easy to be like, okay, I gotta go now. Like I wanna be nice and do, you know, be nice, whatever that means. But you know what I mean? Like, and hear them out and stuff. But if in the long run, I'm gonna resent talking on the phone to her, then that doesn't like make sense to keep going if I'm done, right? Like that's just a little thing, but can make a big difference. So you're like, if I think of things that way, like doing what's right for me now and later, that applies to like all the little things in life. But also when I, you know, have a big bowl of ice cream, though I can make whatever decisions I want, I'm an adult, I don't feel good later if I eat a big bowl of ice cream.
Right.
So then I get to ask myself, well, what does my, like, what does ice cream, what kind of relationship do I want to have with it, right? Like, what's good for me now and later? Like, to be honest, if I haven't eaten ice cream in a really long time, and I want to have some, but I remember that, if I have a few, literally just a few bites, like, it's not, my body can tolerate that. But if I constantly do that, my body doesn't like it.
Mm-hmm.
So
totally.
That question's been helpful for me. Like, is this good for me now and later? Instead of just what I want right now. So anyway.
Yeah, good point. Yeah.
I wrote down also like self-discipline is the regulation of self for the sake of improvement. So I don't know, that sounds like a little different topic, so maybe we'll talk about that another time, but I was just thinking of like self-care, maybe the actual doing of the self-care takes some self-discipline. Like, I say this because recently it's been coming up a lot with clients about like meal prep and stuff. Like, it's kind of like hashtag adulting feels hard, you know? Like, I mean, like,
true that. Real,
like, who actually wants to cook for themselves like every meal? But like, the reality is that though it may seem easier, and I've done it lots of times, like the DoorDash or Little Caesar's pizza, it does feel easier, and it maybe is overall the best options every once in a while, but sometimes that's just me not wanting to adult anymore, you know? So
yeah,
I don't know, it's all perspective.
Totally.
But
yeah, it gets tiring.
And at the end of the day, like, I think that my encouragement would be the, I think that my encouragement is be curious, like, as a, like, as a friend to yourself, like, as a best friend to yourself, being kind, being curious, like, well, huh, how is that? Like, how do I want that to be? Like, what is good for me now? Like, what do I really need right now? You know, where, if I, what's needed for me to get where I want to go, you know? Mm-hmm. It's like the art of asking yourself really good questions is going to take you a lot further than the shoulds and haves and need to's of the world, right?
That is very good.
Anyway, and after you ask yourself what is needed to get where you want to go, then don't forget that baby steps are the best kind. Like, take one small sustainable action, because that is what is going to serve you long term. If we do too much too fast, we end up getting overwhelmed and quit.
Exactly. And remember, it's not selfish to prioritize yourself.
Right.
Because then you can...
That's actually how you show up as the best version of yourself for other people.
Yeah, baby.
So if you like this, if it benefited you, if you are not already in our Beyond the Diet group, we'd love to have you join us. We are women supporting other like-minded women on the journey to food freedom. And we'll leave you the link to that free Facebook group in the show notes.
Good stuff. Well, see you guys. Well, talk to you later.
We'll be back.
We'll be back. Thanks for listening. Have a good day.
Bye.